Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
And I'm joined now by Aoife Barry, Assistant News Editor at thejournal.ie. Brian Redden is here too, producer and director, to take a look at some of the new TV and cinema releases for the month ahead. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
There's so much. We've been chatting away since you came in about what we're watching and what we found good and what we're in the middle of. But you're starting, Aoife, with something that popped up on my telly over the weekend and I wasn't sure whether to press play on. It's Slow Horses, Gary Oldman and Kirsten Thomas.
Yeah, this is such a great series. It's actually the second season and the handy thing is they made the first season and they actually made the second season around the same time, I think. So they very quickly could bring out the second season, so we haven't had to wait like 3 years like you might have to wait sometimes. They're based on McCarran's spy novels. I haven't actually read his spy novels, but I really want to after watching these two series. And instead of being like your typical kind of James Bond, really slick spies, this is about a group of misfits who are basically sent to a place called Slough House, hence the pun, Slow Horses. And they're given really small, minor tasks to do. And they're all people who have, you know, messed up in some way and they've been thrown in here. But they are spies. They do want to kind of, you know, do their job. And they end up getting embroiled in different cases in the two series. So you do have Jack Lowden in it as well. You have Jackson Lamb, who's played by Gary Oldman. He's like the main character in it. He's this gritty, dirty guy with like really bad hygiene. You can practically smell him off the telly.
Lovely.
He's terrible, but he's a great spy. He knows what he's doing. And he's got a really great turn of phrase. So you're watching him kind of corral this group of misfits together while MI5 are basically looking down their nose at them. And in this particular series, they get involved in an old spy who starts tailing a person that he thinks he recognises. And as he's tailing him, he dies on a bus. And the mystery is, did he die of natural causes or is there something to do with his Cold War spy past involved in it?
All right, well, we have a clip. Let's take a listen.
Russian sleeper agents embedded in British society.
Come out of the cupboard, you boys and girls.
They've been reactivated. More people are going to die.
If you uncovered the trail that quickly, it couldn't have been that well hidden.
Thanks.
So you like this?
Yeah, like, you know, it's really comic. It's dark. It's gritty. I like that it takes these misfits and gives them a job to do. And they're not great people. Like, they mess up all the time. And I just really enjoy that a bit more than the slickness that you tend to get with these sort of spy films and spy films and spy series. I think there's about 8 episodes or thereabouts. It's on Apple TV. And I really would encourage you to read McCarran's novels as well. And he's someone who's really interesting. He wrote a load of books before he got to this series. And it was only when he started writing about people who weren't doing so well that his own career took off. And I really love that. Yeah, it's a great profile about him in The New Yorker.
Right, that's Slow Horses, and it's on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Now, this next one, I'm really intrigued by this. This is Will Smith's new blockbuster, and might be hampered at awards time by his own troubles, but we'll talk about that in a minute. Mm-hmm. Let's take a clip of Emancipation first.
I fight them. They beat me. They whip me. They break the bones. In my body, more times than I can count. But they never, never break me.
See, I read that the only reason this won't do well at the award ceremonies is because he's slapped.
Because
Chris
of the slap
Rock.
Of Chris Rock, yeah. Well, they've delayed the release of it, so like, and it's not being released in cinemas here at all. So, like, it was supposed to have. So, it's made by Apple TV, and it'll be on Apple TV on December the 9th. It was supposed to have a worldwide cinema release. Never got it, so it's only been released in America. Two mixed reviews.
Okay.
And they didn't release it outside of the United States in cinemas anyway, and that was largely because of the controversy over the slap. You know, I mean, Will Smith is still in, you know, cinema purgatory. People just, you know, I'm not sure about him yet. And this thing was made long before the slap happened. Like, this was done and dusted and ready for release. This was the one that he thought was going to get him another Oscar, you know, but I doubt that's going to happen. And if it does, well, he won't be able to attend to accept it.
Yes.
So what it's about is It's a based on this. It's actually based on a photograph, which I bet you you've probably seen without even realizing it. There was this very famous photograph that was taken of a slave during the American Civil War in 1863, and it was called Whipped Peter. That's mm-hmm. what it became known as. It was taken by a photographer for Harper's Weekly, and it was released as kind of an anti-slavery image. And it's a very famous image. You can look it up on Wikipedia, and you'll see it. So he's basically this slave was whipped so badly that his back was really badly scarred, and the photograph was taken and released to show people really the brutality of slavery. It's a very, very famous image. And so what they did was they took this image and then tried to imagine who this guy was. They called him Whipped Peter. His name wasn't Peter, but they've recreated this character, and Will Smith plays the character of Peter. So the story you get here is fictional, but they're trying to imagine what led this poor slave to this point. So he's obviously a slave. It's during the American Civil War. He's brutalized by his owner, and he escapes because he hears that slaves are going to be freed, that Abraham Lincoln has just been elected president and his emancipation is on the way. So he breaks away from the plantation and he travels north to join the Union Army to help fight for his freedom. And then it becomes a kind of an action film. So it's directed by Antoine Fuqua, who made Training Day and things like that. So he's very good at action. So I think it's getting mixed reviews in the States because it seems to emphasise the action part of it over everything else. You know, okay. It becomes like a chase thriller as Will, the slave, tries to escape from his owner who's trying to find him, you know?
When you were saying that it has had mixed reviews, I just wonder if the slap has contaminated the reviews.
No doubt about it.
Can we watch this in isolation and see,
yeah,
do we like it?
No,
about the slap?
Interesting, you know, and you heard the clip there. I mean, it's not the usual Will Smith performance, you know? Like I've seen a lot of great clips from him, and he looks really good now. Like, he's completely changed his body shape. He's kind of hunched over. He's a broken man. He's very badly scarred. He's adopting that accent. I think the character comes from Sri Lanka originally, so he's adopted that accent. So it's a kind of a very different award-worthy performance. But people still don't like Will Smith. People are still, you know, they're giving him a hard time over what he did, and rightly so.
I know.
I mean,
yeah,
rightly so. So I think that people, I think what he did to Chris Rock at the Oscars has tainted this, and will taint the next few movies to come, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's not going to be nominated for any awards for this, not a chance. And I think the American critics are not letting him off the hook lightly, so that they're savaging this film, and some of them are.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it has to do with what he did in the Oscars, yeah.
Art versus the artist, really.
Yeah, but when did actors, you know, never do stupid things?
Like, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. I mean, but not many actors get up on the stage in front of, you know, a billion people and smack another guy across the face.
Hugely,
you know?
Yeah, hugely.
So it was a bit.
Example.
I think that behavior was outrageous. But I think it is. I think he's still suffering as a result of it. You know,
certainly,
and it's a pity because, you know, this may have done. We never know how well this would have done.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
Apple, as I say, haven't showed it in the cinemas, and it's going to sneak out on Apple TV on December the 9th. So regardless of what you feel about Will Smith, it'll be an interesting film to watch,
absolutely,
I think, you know?
Absolutely. Now, the next one is from Sky Cinema, and this is an Irish offering, Aoife.
Yeah, this is a lovely film. It's really moving. It's called Aisha, and it's directed by Frank Berry, the Irish director. And if people have seen his last film, Michael Inside, which is one of my all-time favourite Irish films, it's so great, you'll know that he's someone who really specialises in social realism. So he takes real stories about real people, essentially, or how people have experienced life, and he tells them in a fictional way in his feature films. And this is about a Nigerian asylum seeker, Aisha, and she's basically going through the bureaucratic experience of trying to get asylum in Ireland. So you meet her when she's in a direct provision centre, when she's trying to, you know, do really simple things like get her post or get food that she can eat, and you see all the struggles that she has to try and get these everyday things done. And then she meets a guy called Connor, who's played by Josh O'Connor from The Crown. Letitia Wright plays Aisha. And they kind of team up together, and they're both kind of outsiders, but you see how they're both trying to manage being in Irish society. And it's just really sensitively done. I mean, Frank Berry did so much research before he made this film. He met loads of asylum seekers, lots of people, women from Nigeria like Aisha, who told him their story. And it's almost like documentary in a way, you know, even though it is a feature. For him, it's all about it being as real as possible, telling a person's story. And it's really interesting to have something about direct provision made while direct provision exists in the form it does, because we know there are the plans for it to change in the future according to the government. But, you know, very slowly things are changing after the white paper was brought out about it. So it's really interesting to watch it now as it's happening and to see these people experiencing life and know that what you're watching is a true depiction of it. And I think that Frank Berry's such a sensitive filmmaker. When he makes these stories, you know, like Michael Inside is about a young boy being sent to jail, you know that that is really what people are going through. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's,
you know,
on, that's available to watch
that's
now.
That's available to watch now, yeah, since on Sky Cinema. So it's a moving, it's a sad watch. So, you know, you might not necessarily get the redemption that you're hoping to get at the end of it, because it is telling how things are now.
It's a gritty film, but it's well worth watching. That's Absolutely. Aisha on Sky Cinema. Now, Secrets and Mystery next, Brian, with Three Pines. This is Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. I just watched the first two episodes last night. I have to say it's brilliant. So it started on Friday. It's an 8-part series called Three Pines. Three Pines is a small little town in Canada. And it's based on a series of novels which I've never heard about. So there's this one called Louise Penny. He's written these novels about Chief Inspector Armand Gamache. Did you ever hear them?
No, I never heard of them.
But apparently, in Canada, he's the Canadian version of Sherlock Holmes, basically. Okay. Huge. Everybody loves him. These books, these novels sell millions of copies. So he's really, really popular in Canada. French-Canadian. And Alfred Molina plays the lead character, plays the Chief Inspector. And so what happens is, there's two stories going on. Across the 8 episodes, the main story is this, and apparently this is a major problem in Canada with indigenous tribes. Young girls from indigenous tribes are going missing, basically, and the authorities aren't doing an awful lot to find them. They're turning a blind eye to it. So this is one story where this indigenous girl goes missing, and this story was going to go across the 8 episodes. But every 2 episodes, a murder happens and a murder is solved. So basically, like, for example, I watched the first 2 last night. Someone dies. You find out who did it by the end of episode 2. Now, the story of the missing girl will continue through 8 episodes. But by the time we get to episode 3 and 4, another murder, and so on. 5 and 6, another murder. And so it's nice, contained, 2 1 hours. You'll get a start, a middle, and an end.
Yeah.
So in this episode, this woman...
And a few murders to keep you going.
There's a few murders to keep you going. Yeah, so at least 4 people will get bumped off from the course of the series. In this first one, this woman, everybody hates her. She's a horrible, horrible piece of work. And she's out one day and she gets electrocuted under very strange circumstances. Okay. So Alfred Molina, who's brilliant as the chief inspector, comes in and starts to suspect that it was murder, in which it was. And over the course of these 2 episodes, which you can watch right now, you'll find out who did it.
And you enjoyed it.
I thought it was great.
Three Pines, Amazon Prime. Yeah. Now, very little time left. White Noise on Netflix at the end of the month.
Yeah, coming on 30th of December. It's been long said that this book, White Noise, has been unadaptable to screen. That basically, you know, there have been a lot of names attached to it over the years about different directors trying to direct it. But it's such a big book that, and having read the book, it is hard to imagine it being adapted to screen. But Noah Baumbach has got it now. He is the guy who's decided to direct it. And he has Adam Driver in it playing Jack Ladd, who is a professor of Hitler studies in the book. His wife is played by Greta Gerwig. Her name is Babette, and you basically meet them in their strange, very kind of mass consumerist 80s colourful big world as an airborne toxic event happens, and they have to deal with kind of escaping from this event and then dealing with all of the stuff that comes with it. It's, you know, going to be really interesting to see, because the trailer looks really bright and colourful, and the whip smart dialogue is there too, and the undertone of the questions of, you know, death and life and mortality run through it as well too. It should be really interesting to see. It's got some good reviews too, and I mean, I love him as a director as well, and great cast.
Not coming out till the end of the month, so there's a bit of a wait there. A bit of a wait too for Brian's new programme, Cyril Cusack, TG Car Christmas Day, featuring all of Cyril Cusack's children for the first time talking about their dad. Brian, we haven't time to talk about it, but it's there and people
It'll
can watch
it. It'll
be there
Christmas Day,
on Christmas Day. Thank you both very much indeed for your recommendations, and we always pay heed to them.